You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We're at home at the moment, which is a bit different.
We've
definitely had to change a few things in regards to going out on the jobs during these isolated periods. But we've adapted and, you know, people need us. We're still going out there. It's just a little bit of different rules, that's all.
Yeah. Tell us about a typical day of a volunteer like yourself when you're out in action, when are busy periods and you have to get out there. Describe to us what kind of a situation can arise from very quiet and all of a sudden turmoil.
It gets very hectic very quickly, I can assure you. Well, we've got young kids at home as well, so we've got to juggle young kids when their pager goes off.
Yeah.
But we've got a system in play that either my husband or myself will go, one of us. It goes from, you know, you could be doing family activities and one of us has to leave in a hurry, or we could be just at home doing nothing. But, yeah, everything stops when that pager goes off because obviously people need help, so...
You have to rush, and because we see in the movies, like firefighters, you know, their bell rings, and like clockwork, grab their equipment, their uniform, and jump in the trucks. And is it that kind of situation you go through, or it's
definitely. So we, as soon as the pager goes off, we grab our kit, which has got all of our gear in it, and it. We go straight to the shed, jump in our gear and in the truck and off we go.
So, yeah, and what do you do as a volunteer, and as an ACS volunteer?
We do a series of training. So when you join, you'll do a general rescue and a fundamentals, which is your basics.
Yeah.
But as you progress, you can do different courses and training. So they vary from rooftop safety to land search to... road crash rescue and a whole heap of different areas, chainsaw, you know, the work. So depending on what you choose to do in the SES,
we'll
determine what courses that you would like to do.
And what do you do specifically?
I've nearly done all the training that there is to do, but I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
So I like majority of it. There's only a couple of avenues I haven't ventured into yet, but I'm... Yeah. considering doing it. But yeah, myself, I've got all your big ones.
Yeah.
I just haven't ventured out to being a staging, you know, leader as far as big scale events.
When you say you've done everything, it's like
as far as I've done road crash rescue. Going out and helping people when there's been in accidents.
Yeah.
I've done land search when people are lost or children are lost. Done tree down. I've done repairing of houses if cars have gone into them or a tree's come down or anything like that.
Yeah.
So they're the main ones I focus on.
Yeah.
But there is other avenues that I haven't ventured into yet.
And you and your husband do that?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, so does it mean you're always on standby when you're at home? They can call you, or there's a rostering system, you know, that, okay, this week maybe it's Joe Flick from this neighborhood who will be on standby if something happens. They're the ones to be called first, and then maybe these other people or other neighbors, or it just happens randomly. How does it work?
Normally when the pager goes off, me and my husband will shoot each other a quick message
and
just say, are you going or am I?
Wow.
If I've got a young child, majority of the time he will go.
Yeah.
But if we're both at home, we'll do a quick rock, paper, scissors to see who will go.
It takes dedication going out there, putting yourself on the front line in these kind of situations.
It's actually quite rewarding because, like, at the end of the day, you've just helped someone that actually really needed help at the right time.
Yeah.
So for us, it actually, we get a lot out of it because it's all about helping our community. So.
Yeah. Helping community, but, you know, not all of us have got the courage or even the knowledge. I wouldn't know how to react if you called me on a car accident. I would just be... Wow, how do you even get started?
That's when it comes into play. Like we train really hard. So we train once a week.
Yeah.
And on top of that, if we choose to do extra training on weekends, we can do that as well. So what we find is when we're needed is that training comes into play.
Yeah.
And you know what you've got to do. You've just got to do your job.
Yeah. And now only once a year we get to celebrate the work of our volunteers. Do you feel your work is really appreciated? Because I look at the figures that we get from the government. Volunteers contribute an estimated 743 million hours to the community every year. That's a lot of work. And the amount of money is not budgeted, but it's worth millions of dollars that you save for the community just doing this on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, it's a lot of time that people put in, but it's amazing all the time that people put in. It's just fantastic. So the more the merrier, really.
Yeah. How has it been during this period of COVID-19?
It's been challenging, and there have been other challenges that have come up because obviously, we're going to look after our crews and our community. So, there's been times where we've had to really look at how many people we've actually got for call-outs, and share it around. We've also had to bring in a lot of procedures with, how we're cleaning things and, how many people we can have in the truck and things like that. So it has changed a lot.
Yeah.
But it's been manageable throughout. So it's just different timing, that's all.
Yeah. Because I remember we're now talking about COVID-19, but not a long time ago, we had these natural disasters, the bushfires that ravaged the country, and then the flooding in some areas. And ACS are the ones always on the front line to support people.
Yeah, it's been very challenging this year.
Yeah.
It's been actually one of the busiest times in SES history.
Wow.
Coming in second, this year with the, with all the fires and supporting the fireys during all the fires, and then we've had some really big severe storms in that time. So
yeah,
it's been a really busy year.
You're dealing with this situation, you're on call while you have young kids at home.
Yeah. It's definitely been a learning curve.
Yeah. Do they know about the kind of work you do, or they are too young to fathom what's going on?
Our daughter is very heavily involved with it all. So we do a lot of PR events as well. So we try to include her in a lot of it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to education. So she'll be the first one to tell you what the SES do, and, she'll be the first one to spot them out. So, yeah, she's aware of what we do, and she doesn't know, like, the big things, but she knows that we're going to help people and that we're going to come home. So
another little volunteer in the making.
Yeah, definitely. She's already got her own little uniform.
Wow. So. Where are you based?
My mother is originally from New South Wales, a tribe in New South Wales. So, but I grew up with a tribe in Gippsland. So the Kernai tribe.
Yeah,
and then I moved up here from there. So.
Yeah, and do you do work with the community as well there?
At the moment, I haven't been because I've got a young child and pregnant at the moment, so that's limited. But when I was in Gippsland, definitely had a lot to do with the community. Loved it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to get back into that very shortly. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I recommend everyone to give it a crack at some point.
So. Now, before I let you go, any message or just something to say that I haven't asked you that you'd like to add to the conversation?
Volunteers week this week, but we're Orange Wednesday. So we're just encouraging everyone to wear something that's orange on Wednesday just to thank our SES volunteers.
Wear Orange Day.
Yeah, okay. Wear Orange Wednesday.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.